95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, Josh, SR Perot right over there. Baby. Yeah, man. Enjoying the holidays. Enjoying some nips of, well, malt or wine based.
Some alternatives.
And these are little stocking stuffer sized things. I mean, you could stuff a lot of these in a stocking, actually, if you got one of those big stockings.
Yeah.
Just keep cramming them in there. Your loved one will be very thankful. Or your boss, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
And get them lit up a little bit. So we had some very cool flavors on the front. Where are we going next?
So we actually have, so those are the ones that kind of try to differentiate themselves from the classic spirits brands.
Okay.
Just so you're aware of, you know, there's nobody thinking the wrong thing.
Separation.
Like
yeah.
But these ones are Parrot Bay.
Oh, okay. Which I know them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily recognizable.
Sure. Right. So they're, you know, usually rum-based product. In this case, they are malt-based. But like I said, again, this is to get around those weird kind of Florida laws where you can only have, I believe it's 6% is the max on liquor before you can no longer have a liquor license.
Okay,
got you.
So I'm going to start off with their pineapple, which is supposed to be a pineapple rum, right?
I do love
some pineapple. Know if how strong this is, but I mean, it's, like I said, 16%.
Yeah.
So let me know if I need to throw some soda in here.
Sure.
Mm-mm.
It hurt our feelings, honey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Smells, again, this smells is like perfect.
This is like a really, it's a turnkey situation, right? You just take the cap off, drink it.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. Ooh, that's like a little cocktail in a bottle.
Wow. Okay, so it's got, so it's a sweeter pineapple.
Right.
Like a perfectly ripe pineapple.
But there's some, like, so a little bit of that tartness of a pineapple too. Yeah.
Like a sweet tart in a pineapple.
Hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I would.
That's pretty cool.
I would like to, would like to have that by itself, mixing it around, whatever.
Yeah, these ones are a little bit smaller. The other ones were 100 milliliters. I think these are 60 milliliters, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
All right.
But still, you know, name brand.
Yeah.
Flavor is right where it should be.
Yeah.
Again, it's really cool that they're able to do stuff like this.
Sure.
And still match the originals.
Let's say you're going to a party. You're like, this party's not going to be very good. What should we do to kind of liven it up for ourselves? You pocket a couple of those babies.
And then when no one's looking.
Right. Boom.
Right.
Slide it right in. Right?
Like, exactly.
Literally.
I'm over in the cheese dip having a good time all of a sudden. That's good. All right. Where are we heading to next? It's kind of party. It's kind of party. I get a lot of cheese parties.
A lot of cheese parties. Well, yeah. So, another Parrot Bay.
Okay.
This is their coconut.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Another hugely popular flavor with, you know, rum style products is coconut rum.
Right. Now, the parrot is not the bird that talks, right? That's the other one? Or is that a...
No, a parrot.
Parrot talk?
You're thinking of Toucan Sam.
No, I was thinking of parakeets. Oh. Parakeets, they're not the same. Parrot and parakeets, yeah.
A parakeet?
Parakeet Bay, by the way, did not do well in the industry. I don't know if you remember them. Like the 90s. It's a trace amount. Well, everything had trace amounts of bird seed in it.
Parakeet.
Should have just been like a single key.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Should have. It wasn't even nip size. All right. So what is this flavor? What are we getting into?
So this is the coconut.
Oh. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Come on, Whoa. Coconut. Oh, I just climbed a tree. I just climbed a tree on an island right there.
Ooh.
That's nice, too. But 16%, that's the thing that kills me with these. Is it doesn't drink like 16%.
Right.
I guess that's the reason they're in, you know, 60 and 100 milliliter bottles.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
You know, we didn't even say where you could find some of these. Where can we trace these
mostly
down?
Your convenience stores are going to be the easiest places. Circle K's, I believe some Wawa's, racetracks, stuff like that. Yeah. But always the easiest place to find any of our products is going to be our website.
Or we can go to srprot.com/beerfinder.
That would be
or in this case, Nipfinder. Don't talk that in.
Yeah, don't Google that.
No, don't do that. Around your browser's unsafe. Unstable. All right.
Technically, I have one more. Again, I was just going to talk about it, but we're already here, right?
Hey, we're here. Come on. Yeah. It's right. I mean, Friday. We still have plenty of show to fill, so go right ahead.
So I got some, it's called Stroyski.
Okay.
You want to guess what that is?
Well, it sounds like vodka.
There you go. It's vodka.
Or a piano.
Or a piano.
Stroyski. Remember that?
So another 21%.
Take on the ivories. 21%. Oh, yikes. My gosh.
I'm going to mix this with a little bit of Sprite.
Okay.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah, cut that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Chop it up a little bit. Josh is
a Cocktail Friday.
A licensed mixologist, by the way. He got his licensing from the Full Sail University.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Before they were accredited.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it was way before. Yeah. In fact, they were half-mast university back then. They went full. Well, okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't really have much of a nose to it.
Right.
Just the Sprite. Oh, that's a cocktail.
Yeah,
that's a cocktail, boys.
Yeah,
you're gonna be happy with that. I mean, that's just like you can put that down easy, like a Capri Sun.
It's weird, you know. Vodka is considered one of those neutral spirits that don't have flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's got flavor.
But it has flavor.
Yes,
if you taste vodka, you know some vodka is in there.
Yeah,
And that tastes like Sprite and vodka.
I'm down.
Is that a classic cocktail? I'm not a huge vodka drinker, but
and a 21. I mean, just think of the famous 21s. You got a Dion Primetime Sanders. You got a 21 Gun Salute.
Yeah, right? 21 Jump Street.
21 Pilots.
Right,
21 Pilots. That's a lot, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
And now 21% of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just in time for the holidays.
Not bad.
Well, this is great. I mean, you can stock a stuffing with. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. But you could stuff a stocking with anything.
What's crazy is this is like a very small portion of this category and the products that we carry and they carry. So check out our website or their website, you know.
He's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder or, you know, the
Parapet as well. And stuff like that, but huge line of stuff, you know. They have gin replacements.
Yeah.
Like I said, obviously vodka, whiskey.
Right.
And then these, you know, offshoots and stuff like that. So
I like it.
Very cool.
It's a good way, again, another way to brighten up your holidays. Josh, SR Parade, thank you once again. Cheers.